I guess the first question I would like to ask is, you know, you're Polish born, you live in Canada, and this album is all about your Spanish heart, you know, the Spanish music that you love. Tell us about that Spanish heart, about that love for Spanish music.
Well, I think my love affair with Spain was first sparked during childhood. I was about 5 years old, and I simply fell in love with the country upon a visit with my parents. So we were traveling in a small Fiat all around the country for 2 months. And you can only imagine, Poland was still a communist country. So when I saw Spain with all the colors, taste, music, singing and fiestas in every small village, I was absolutely mesmerized. So I think that was a first trigger. Later on, I was lucky enough to attend the concert of Paco de Lucia, who visited Poland and my small city when I was born. So it was another reminder that I'm absolutely fascinated by flamenco and Spanish music.
Yeah, I love the picture on the album cover. It looks like you're about to dance some flamenco.
Definitely. I took some classes, and actually in my youth I was a gymnast, so I was exposed to dance, to ballet. I was second in Poland, so really dance and like physical activity, they were always very close to my life. And even though I become a concert pianist, I tend to always be physically active. So I think that dance helps me out to feel this music better, and I really want to immerse myself in the culture. So flamenco was very important part to understand better the accents and the way they phrase and the rhythmical structure of the pieces.
Yeah, well, much of the music on this recording is based in dance, or at least inspired by dance of a sort. Can you talk about the composers that you have on here? There are five different composers, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I have Albanese, I have Granados, De Falla, Turina and Monpu. Each of them are very different, and that's what I like, and that's why I chose to have five different composers versus, let's say, one composer only, because I really want to capture the richness of a Spanish culture. And even when we talk about dance, each dance is very different, and danzas, De Falla versus, for example, Monpu, Canciones Danzas, they are completely different. It's like almost a different country.
So
that's what I really like. I like a surprising music as well. So people might expect only like a flamenco, but they will be surprised. No, Monpu is very internal music and very deep and almost slow, I would say, reminding a little bit of a Chopin. So here we go, like we have a Polish-Spanish connection. Yeah. So I think that's why I try to showcase five different composers on my album.
You mentioned a Polish-Spanish connection. There also seems to be kind of a French connection running through some of these composers. You mentioned Monpu and De Falla and how different they are, but they also have some similarities as far as being influenced by French Impressionism. Would you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. So all of these composers have a period in their lives when they actually study in Paris or they travel to France. So yes, definitely. It was something also like the movement of freeing old standards. Yes, so you can feel this music is almost like an improvisation very often, and have these colors and pedaling which are very impressionistic. So of course later on they all of them really focus on the Spanish idiom, national idiom, which was influenced by musicologist and folk song collector Philip Pedrell, who really kind of introduced this part of Spanish culture to Albanese and later on to Granados and De Falla. So I think the mix of Western culture versus tradition folk was like the success of these pieces, because you can feel the different influences, and Spanish music is really, you can feel echoes of Arabian, Sephardic, Gypsy, so it's extremely rich.
Yeah. Do you personally identify any more with one influence or genre than the other? Is there anything that's maybe closer to your Spanish heart than some of the other pieces or composers?
I think the gypsy influence it's kind of strong and definitely impressionistic, because in my previous album I recorded also Messiaen, for example, so I always tend to like this type of music. And it's very hard to specify one, because it's like coming in and out. And
well, I imagine, you inhabit the piece that you're playing at the time.
Yes, yeah. And I think the dance itself, my research around the idiom of a dance, which started with my previous album, Come Dance With Me, and now it's like kind of narrowed to Spanish music, but I am still looking for what is really the inspiration behind a dance. Why the dance-inspired music is so energetic? Is it just because it's a dance, or is it just because it's also show us all the different type of emotions, not necessarily like, you know, fire and energy. It's also like this beautiful, very often beautiful lyricism. So that's why I think you can't define exactly the Spanish music, and that's why it's so interesting.
Yeah. It's also, you know, if somebody were really adventurous, they could put the album on and dance to it. Because it's very
exactly.
danceable.
No, it's true. And I actually did the concert with dancers from Le Grand Ballet de Montréal here, and they were doing a new choreography to the pieces, which some of them are, let's say, dance influence, like the Faya, which was actually meant for a dance, but they were also dancing to Turina Seduction Dance, which is, typical piano music. So definitely you can find and dance movement and actually inspire each other doing that.
So you perform these pieces in concert, right? For audiences.
That's right. Yes. I was even lucky enough to go to Spain and play in Royal Castle La Graña last July with entirely Spanish repertoire. So definitely, yes. I am performing these pieces. I will have a tour in Poland now in June. So I'm very excited about that. And it's something I really, when I play, I think my body dances a little bit too. I am restrained to be seated, but definitely my upper body, if you watch me playing, you will see some movements definitely from flamenco. And
well, it sounds like it would be very infectious. I was curious how different audiences react, but of course they're reacting to you and you playing these wonderful works. Going back to when you were 5 years old, right, and your parents introduced you to Spain, as it were. Were you already at the piano? Were you already a musician thinking musically even then? Or when did you start with the piano?
No, I started a little bit later. I was 6 and a half, and I was chosen to attend a special music school in Poland. So actually my destiny was chosen back then. So I was right away in a special music school, and then primary music school, secondary music school, and then I entered music academy in Krakow. So
well, what was your path to Canada then?
Oh, that was again a very unplanned move, because I was planning to do my postgraduate studies in Vienna, but I met a wonderful professor from Vancouver who invited me to attend a master class in California. So actually United States was the trigger, and 2 months later I ended up in Vancouver. So it was really... And not like, as I said, my life is full of surprises, like my music. Definitely, I never thought I would end up in Canada, but I'm very happy I did.
Are you based in Vancouver or are you in Montreal?
Now I am based in Montreal.
That's what I thought, yeah. Because I know you have the Stella Musica Festival that goes on there, which you just had this past March. Can you tell folks about that? Because I think it has a wonderful mission of promoting women in music.
Exactly. Since early childhood, I was a musician, a female musician, and then I started my career as a professional concert pianist. As a woman, well, everybody have, it's not an easy profession, obviously, for everyone, but as a woman, I found we have some issue we have to struggle with. Additionally, so I thought like I would like to do something for women, like to promote them and to give them a platform to perform And I was surprised because Montreal is extremely rich city regarding the cultural offering. So it's almost like New York. But there was not really a festival which was focusing on women. So that's why I was encouraged by various women around me. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that, even though I never was an organizer per se. So I really believe that, you know, by helping each other, by promoting young talents and also educating young upcoming artists, because we also have a roundtable discussion, like a festival is also a networking event. So it's not just concerts. Mm-hmm. So to really give a platform for young generation female musician to grow and to know about each other and to support each other. So we celebrated fifth edition. So I'm very proud last March. And festival is going strong, and I'm hoping, you know, it will grow and become like a, you know, steady part of a musical life in Montreal.
Yeah, I was looking over the website and seeing some interesting discussions and talking about, you know, helping to empower young women in music. I mean, you are in a unique position to do that because you, of course, have lived that experience, I imagine.
Exactly. I lived it, and I saw my colleagues, you know, having various problems, and definitely, you know, we, as I said, it's very different when we talk about definitely there is a positive change happening already. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about like more soloistic position or conductors or composers, they're on a little bit, you know, underground still. For example, when we talk about Bach track, they are like five women composers making like 250 best known composers in the world, or like five conductors. So the percentage is really just a few percent also for general programming worldwide for women composers. So it's still a lot of it's still a place for progress and to you know, improve the situation a little bit. I believe, you know, there is still place to make this more equal and sort of, it's so much talent which we cannot really we don't know even, and it was funny, we have an amazing composer, indigenous composer Barbara Croal this year, who composed a piece, a concerto for piano, pipigvan, and orchestra, which is very unique, I believe never done before. And even though she's quite well known in Ontario, she's not very well known in Quebec. So I was glad, you know, to introduce Canadian composer, you know,
yeah, of course,
who lives in different province, and her music is super special. She's inspired by nature, and I can talk about her forever. But what I'm saying, it's so much talent which we are not aware of. So that's why the main mission is really to give them a spotlight, give these people a spotlight.
Well, I think it's good for listeners to know this part of your activities in music, because it spills over into your artistry and what you bring to the album that we're talking about today. Your first album had a dance theme, and this one sort of has a dance theme, danceable music. Where do you want to go from here? You have something else dance-flavored in mind, or have you gone that far in your thinking process yet?
Yes, I believe I will be continuing with a dance inspired music.
Yeah.
But I don't know, or I am not sure at this moment where will be my next step. But please follow me, and I promise it will be something unique.
Yeah, speaking of following you, we should spell out your name for listeners so they can find you online. It's KATARZYNA. And the last name, MUSIAL. And we'll link to that from our website at WGTE.org.
Thank you so much.
Katarzyna Mujal, the pianist, and her latest album, My Spanish Heart. Wonderful music on here. Katarzyna, thank you so much for joining us today here on FM 91.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure. Thank you so much.